have leftover packaging materials from the holidays? Recycle them at Styrofest. We caught up with recycling programs coordinator Stephanie Gowing just as the evening was kicking off.
So Styrofest is a foam recycling event that happens every fourth weekend of the month. And we just want to make it convenient for Kirkland residents to bring their styrofoam, foam, plastic products to something like this so it can get recycled.
Stephanie hopes Styrofest will encourage people to think twice before throwing away their foam products in the trash.
Goal is just to recycle it and not bring it to the landfill. So a ton of polystyrene foam goes to the landfill, and we're encouraging a place that people can take it to really conveniently to organize it in a way that takes it to a local company to recycle it properly and just make that cycle rather than take it to the landfill.
Here are the materials accepted at the event.
At Styrofest, we're collecting polystyrene, polyethylene, which is the two different types of foam that a lot of people are familiar with. It's the white blocks and then the softer foam that usually is in electronic packaging. We're taking plastic bags, shrink wrap, and bubble wrap.
To make recycling easier, Styrofest is conveniently located near the downtown area.
Styrofest is held at the Public Works Maintenance Center at 915 8th Street, and it's going to be open from 5 p.m. on Fridays through the weekend until Monday at 6 a.m. And it's an unattended event, so we hope folks come and follow the directions on where to place their different foam products, plastic products.
The collected foam will not just stay here. It will be repurposed off-site with one of Kirkland's partners.
Waste Management comes and picks up the container on Monday morning. It's taken to EcoFoam Recycling, which is located up in Woodville.
Here's EcoFoam partner Dave Griffin to tell us more.
EcoFoam, we are the end user from Styrofest. Styrofest, you guys have set up for a collection of styrofoam. That is all transported to my location here in Malpe. Basically, we bring it in and we process it out.
People may be more inclined to recycling styrofoam if they knew the facts about foam disposal.
If it goes to the landfill, it's going to be there for 500 years. That's how long it takes to break down. The other thing that's running out is the landfills are getting full. And 25 to 30% of the landfill actually is styrofoam. That's what's filling it up. That's why they're filling up so fast. And it doesn't break down.
Once foam is collected from Styrofest events, EcoFoam has its own way of reducing, reusing, and recycling the collected materials.
Basically, we grind it up and goes into a heat sink. It's augered out and basically extruded out into a liquid form, sort of semi-liquid. We put it in a mold, and that's where it stays and when it cools. What we do is we hold it until we have over 40,000 pounds, then we ship it back into the industry.
It takes a lot of foam to recycle even one crate of condensed styrofoam.
We generally can do 400 pounds an hour of material. So if you figure in a 6-hour day on the machine, that's 2,400 pounds. Pretty good volume.
There you have it. To participate in Styrofest and contribute to EcoFoam, recycle your packaging materials at the Public Works Maintenance Center every month.